And now your host, Michael Redding, and the co-host, Matt Parasini. It's showtime!
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Michael Redding.
I'm Matt Parasini. A happy Matt Parasini, by the way.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, do you have a washed-out driveway or need a garage approach fixed with gravel? I have a guy for you. Jake Pinkston is your guy. With Blady Now, he services independent Stone, Izzard, Sharp, Cleburne, and Jackson counties here in the great state of Arkansas. Give him a call today at 870-613-2922 and ask about your free estimate and tell him the announcer Mike sent you. Well, the little canary's on the show and he's real happy, so we're going to give him the floor.
Oh, Daytona 25. What happened? Daytona 500. 24-24. William Byron burns the competition and wins the Daytona 500. Hell yeah. Stick that in your Joey Logano pipe and smoke it.
Ah, God. That you do realize it was Joey's race to lose, and
well, he lost it.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to that here in just a little bit.
Well, you know who to thank.
Alex Bowman. Well, actually, I want to thank Ross Chastain for screwing us over, for blocking. Even though Joey doesn't, I really wish Joey would have sent him and got him out of the way, but it is what it is, and it sucks.
I'm stoked. I mean, when we look at Daytona this year and everything, that one thing that we talked about last week is that we figured Hendrick was going to show up with huge speed in qualifying and then be a non-factor in the race. And when the duels come out, I mean, Hendrick did not get the pole. Your boy got the pole there, which kudos to him because he hadn't got a Daytona 500 pole before. But when Hendrick didn't get the pole, it kind of set everybody kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? Well, I think we figured out why they didn't get the pole, because I have a sneaky suspicion they put a little more effort into making sure their cars raced well and pushed well. And I have to think, and I mean, I'm sure you probably either, may or may not agree, but I think the Hendrick cars overall were probably some of the best pushers in the field all week.
They were better than Towns in the past, for sure.
Yeah, they were a lot better. I mean, I have to agree, probably Joey did have the best car overall.
But, and, you know,
that's why we race for 500 miles, though. We don't race for, you know, are we at? 490.
But, you know, people didn't give the Fords enough credit. You know, they said that coming in, they didn't think they was going to race good. And I think they raced pretty well, honestly. I don't think they were showing their cards through the duels or through the final practice.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I think I could agree with that. But, you know, I mean, I had a feeling that Penske was going to be strong because of what the Fords did last year on the super speedways, because it seemed like if they qualified up front, regardless, they stayed up front. And that was kind of my thought on it and everything like that. Now, overall, Daytona 500, we had a wreck early, very early.
Massive big wreck. That was a hard lick.
Yeah. Harrison Burton took one heck of a lick there when he got hit by Grala. But we only really had the two wrecks. We had that wreck, and then we ended up having the wreck that Bowman got into Byron and got Byron squirrely at the end of the straightaway. Well, we took out basically over half the field in one corner. But I don't know, Michael, here's my opinion on the whole deal when it comes to it. And it's to me, NASCAR, this package needs work. It needs some serious work because the reason I'm saying that is because at one point in the race, They were so concerned about fuel mileage that the pack was running slower than a single car. We can't have that.
That was the only downfall I thought of the race. I mean, yeah, they're conserving, saving, but I like how the whole strategy itself played out. That's what made it more interesting.
Yeah, the strategy was good. The other thing that I don't like is that because of how the package is set up on these race cars, the only way you can get a line moving or do anything about it is you basically got a slam draft. And slam draft is what happens and what causes exactly what we saw with 10 laps to go. That is never going to go away unless these guys do not have to slam draft to move a line.
You know, I wasn't for the tandem racing back when they had that, but I honestly feel like if we went back to that, it might actually make for a better show.
It might make for a better show. I think it might. It might. But, you know, my own personal opinion is, and I guess it's because I have a bit of a love for what it used to be back in the, you know, what was it, early 2000s there? When, you know, the cars had lots of drag, but you could really push the lines and you could really move yourself with the air. You could use the air, you could use the bubbles to move yourself through the field, push cars around. We just don't have that. We don't have that anymore. The way that these things are designed now, it's basically just slam the guy in front of you and hit everybody as hard as you can and move the lineup. And the problem is that having that is causing those stacks. And you can clearly see the stack starts to happen because the guy in the front starts to slow down. And as soon as that happens, the stack happens. And then the next thing you know, we're tearing a ton of race cars.
You know, so. I've also thought that when the outside line was up next to the wall, the middle lane wasn't given very much room, rather than times in past where there was about at least a half a car length between each car. But man, they were on them tight this year.
I did find it interesting that once the sun went down, I think the temperature started to drop. The inside line all of a sudden got faster again. But when the sun was out and it was a little bit hot, a little bit slick, it seemed like the outside line was the dominant line, and it was like the guys on the inside line were going to pinch the crap out of that outside line to make sure that they could not get a run. Because I agree with you. I've never seen the middle line hug the outside line so close. Like, we were at any point, one guy in the middle line screws up, and you're going to tear off a ton of cars.
Yeah, it also seemed like the bottom lane was just non-existent.
In the early part of the
even race, with probably. Help.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like to see some changes to the package. I think I'd like to get back to the way it used to be kind of thing a little bit, how you could, you know, you could affect your own outcome. You know, right now it seems like you gotta have two or three guys that could to make a difference in the race. You know, it's hard to make your own outcome. Now, I will say this. Overall, most impressive performance of the night, I'm going to give that to Kyle Busch. Because his pit crew messed him up more than once. And it seemed like every time he would go to the back for a pit penalty, and 10 laps later, he's back up front.
I agree.
That man was after that 500 trophy like crazy. And he proved that he could have easily got it, but.
Well, the top 10 from the Daytona 500 was William Byron winning it. Coming home second was Alex Bowman. Christopher Bell come home third. Fourth was Corey LaJoie. Fifth was Bubba Wallace. Sixth was A.J. Allmendinger. Seventh was John Hunter Nemechek. Eighth was Eric Jones. Ninth was Noah Gregson. And rounding out your top 10 was Chase Briscoe.
Interesting results there, isn't it? 1-2 for Hendrick. Congratulations to Mr. H. 40 years to the day that they started racing in the Cup Series. So pretty special day for him, I think. I know it don't mean nothing to you, but you got to admit that that is pretty special.
I guess.
Jeez! Wow.
You will not catch me give any kind of praise to Hendrick. You better check my pulse.
So anyway, overall, definitely like the strategy. Think they could probably do a little bit with the package. I'm really happy to see the 24 back in victory lane at Daytona. It's been since 05, since the 24 won a 500. So that's pretty special to me.
It's really been that long since Jeff Gordon won the Daytona 500.
05 was his last 500. Yep. Dang. So it's almost been 20 years since the 24 has been in victory lane at Daytona 500. So
it really was almost 20 years of trying.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah. Unfortunately for Kyle Busch, it was 20 years of trying, and well, he's moving on to 21.
It was Truex. It's 22, wasn't it? Or was it 19?
I believe so, but Truex has won it, right?
No.
I thought lost
by lost by inches to Denny Hamlin. Oh, that's right.
Lost by inches to Denny Hamlin. So, anyway, all right. Well, I don't think we can flog that horse anymore. Congratulations to Mr. H, William Byron, Jeff Gordon, whole Hendrick Motorsports guys. Well-earned win, regardless of what my co-host thinks. And
That's about right,
Daniel. Good job. All right. Michael, I'll let you take the lead on this one. Xfinity race at Daytona basically happened one hour after the 500 finished.
Well, it started out like we were going to see a truck race. And the last, I don't know, 50 laps of that race was pretty interesting.
Pretty entertaining.
The lead pack had Natalie Decker leading it at one point. Then Ryan Ellis took the lead. But the main pack that was battling for the win was 24 seconds back from those four or five cars that was up in the lead pack.
Yep.
And I don't know how well the strategy was going to play out if it had stayed green, but it was making an exciting finish for sure. Unfortunately, the caution come out, so that offset those four cars and allowed the front pack to get back for the lead.
Yep. No, agreed. Austin Hill, though, wins three straight Daytona openers for Xfinity. That's impressive.
He is a super speedway racer. I mean, I would dare to say that he's as good as Dale Earnhardt. The way he snakes through the field and aggressively is the way he comes through the field, man, it's just like Earnhardt.
You know, I mean, they reminded me a lot. Remember that race Junior won? I think it might have been in 03. Remember when he had tore the front of his car off early in the race in that wreck? And they taped that valance all up and everything like that, and Junior just drove straight up through the field and led the pack.
Would that have been the year that Jamie McMurray pushed him?
I can't remember. But I remember that Earnhardt's car, his car was all beat up. And he won it. And I mean, Austin Hill, I mean, he was involved. I think it was the first wreck in the second stage.
Yeah.
The real big one. That was triggered by John Hunter Nemechek with an extremely, extremely bad bump draft on Jesse Love. Sorry, John Hunter. I'm going to be the bearer of news here to you. You cannot drive through the field to win the race. You've tried it every year I've ever seen you. And, you know, now you're in, you know, cup full time, and you still hadn't learned your lesson because you went and totaled half the field with a really bad push. Stop it.
You know, I said when we did the Daytona preview and all that, we're talking about teams. I felt like John Hunter might outperform Eric Jones. I'm going to take that back. I'm just going to take that back because Eric Jones is going to whoop his ass.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was not his finest moment because there's no reason. And that boils down to, we're going to get to it here because the next couple races that we're going to be looking at, you know, we don't got a lot good things to say, in my opinion, on it. But overall, it was better. I think it was the Xfinity race was a good race overall. Couple mistakes by, you know, again, bad pushes, over aggressive pushes, pushes that didn't need to happen when they happened. You know, and just, yeah, I'll be honest, that stack up, that very first caution, the stack up when it stacked up and Daniel Suarez got turned and he clipped Sam Mayer and, oh,
man. That was a heck of a hit.
Man, he clobbered that wall.
Did you hear his interview? He said, I'm glad it looked like it hit hard because it was a hard hit.
It hit hard. That was a hard hit, boy. That was a hard hit. So
now I want to go back to the finish. Okay. NASCAR allowed them to stay green.
Yep.
They didn't throw the caution and they didn't show a replay of that final wreck either. I never caught a replay, not at least not on the broadcast.
Nope. The broadcast did not show a replay of the final wreck. No.
But had Sheldon Creed been able to race with Austin Hill to the finish, I don't see Austin Hill winning that race.
That would have been a very interesting thing.
Because Sheldon Creed seems like the type that he don't really care what track.
Well, I mean, he proved it.
Super Speedway.
He proved it at Martinsville last year. He don't care who it is. He'll drive through you to win a race. He exemplifies. Remember when Smoke said that he would wreck his grandma to win a championship? Yeah. That man exemplifies that statement. But he's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot to prove this year because he basically come out at the beginning of the year and basically said, the only reason I haven't been running good is because the car that I was driving was no good. So it's like, okay.
He's in good equipment now. I think Joe Gibbs is
head and shoulders. He had good equipment last year. Austin Hill was in the same equipment and won a lot of races. And not just Super Speedway races either. So, I'll tell you, he doesn't win a race this year. It's going to be like, well, maybe it's not the car. Anyway,
well, the top
hit
10.
The running order. Yeah, hit the running order there.
The top 10, Austin Hill picking up the win. Sheldon Creed, second. Parker Retzlaff, third. Jordan Anderson, fourth. Chandler Smith, fifth.
I'm going to stop Riley you there Hurst. For a sec. Parker Retzlaff, Jordan Anderson. Tip of the cap, boys. Great run for your team. Both your teams, great run. Two top fives.
All right. Yeah, where was we at? We were going to sixth with Riley Herbst. Seventh, John Hunter. Eighth, Justin Allgaier. Ninth, Brandon Jones. And rounding out your top 10 was AJ Allmendinger. But let's talk about this right fast because I know you're dying to talk about it. Finishing 26th was Jeb Burton, who got SVG'd not once,
but twice. But
twice. Now, yeah. If you hear Willie talk,
if you are guest host last week, Willie figures that
Jeb's one of the greatest super speedway racers.
Yeah, no. if SVG has a chance to turn you at Daytona, you obviously ain't towards the front because that was his first ever super speedway race.
We gave Willie all kinds of crap last night for that.
We absolutely did.
Well, I think I did, but
Well, as somebody put it, I guess you, if you're not a Jeb fan, you became an SVG fan yesterday.
Hey, I'm gonna make a bold prediction and say SVG does win an oval race this year.
I won't be surprised.
I mean, I know it's a super speedway, but I'm not gonna judge his.
Daniel, I need some context on this question. Or what you're thinking here. We'll get to it, but I need to know who you're talking about. I think I know who you're talking about, but I'd like to know who exactly you're talking about. So we're going to continue on. Now,
Willie had to work tonight, Daniel.
Yeah. Friday. truck. And guys, I went with what I felt about that race right in the headlines here. Truck Demolition Derby at Daytona. Nick Sanchez wins. Embarrassing. And I'm going to underline embarrassing truck race at Daytona on Friday night.
Matt's words was, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about that race. This is embarrassing.
That was my words. Congratulations to Nick Sanchez. First win in the truck series. You know, can't take that away from you and anything like that. Overall, that race took over 3 hours to complete 100 laps.
Took a while, but it did have one rain delay.
Yeah, for about 20 minutes. But regardless, NASCAR, I don't know how you fix this. I don't know what you have to do to knock it into these kids' heads. I don't know. If you got to take a 2x4 to them or a tire iron or whatever. But you cannot win a Daytona race on lap one. Because that's what it felt like they were trying to do. It was like, we're going to run this race on lap one. And it was just bad push after bad push after bad decision after you name it. And I'll be honest, I was watching the race, and Michael's exactly right. I said, we don't need to talk about it because it was an embarrassment. To me, the Craftsman Truck Series is a national racing series. And what was put on track on Friday night, I don't ever want to see that again, ever.
Well, here's my two cents. Those trucks are pretty squirrely. You can't get in the back of them. The way I see fixing this problem is let's get off of these big tracks. Let's go back to where the truck series was born and how it was made. And that's on short tracks. Back to where you ran to an intermission or halfway, and that's when they're allowed to work on the trucks. I don't even remember how much time they gave them back then.
It might have been 10 minutes. It was only like 10 minutes, I think, but yeah.
But let's go back to the days when it was actually the Super Truck Series, when it was enjoyable to watch. These trucks on mile and a half, 2 miles, super speedways, they did go on road courses back in the day. They went to Topeka.
Yeah, but they go on road courses now too, right?
Yeah.
And they are running some, so.
But, you know, let's go back to where it originated and let's keep it simple.
Ugh, let's go back to Eldora.
I'm 100% against trucks at Eldora. And I'll just tell you right now, if you got to use a wall to turn, get out of here.
Well, I guess.
I have never been so pissed off watching a race as I did the year Kyle Larson literally used the wall race in the winter race and destroyed a truck. But that's my two cents.
Well, I agree. I think the problem is that anything over a mile and a half, that's basically become a super speedway race for the trucks. Let's be honest. That's what it is.
I could say putting one or two in there to get them used to that kind of stuff, getting used to the air. But for the majority, it needs to go to short tracks.
What happened on Friday, and like I said, I don't know, because the part that aggravates me about it, Michael, is that, you know, and I don't want to spend a heck of a lot more time on it, but what aggravates me is that the trucks used to put on a good show at Daytona and Talladega. They've had some good super speedway races with trucks in the past. And it's like in the last 2 years, we have just completely and totally lost everything that they had gained, whatever they had done in the past. So it's like, I agree with you. If these guys can't figure it out, they don't want to do it right or anything like that, NASCAR could just say, nope, no more super speedways. That's it. You're done. We're taking them off the super speedways and that's it.
I'll tell you another thing. I think the problem is this new generation that's coming up. You see them in these super late models just running over each other for a win.
Oh, yeah.
And it's trickling. It's trickling into the major series now.
But it's the iRacing mentality, right?
Yeah.
Wrecked the car, hit the reset button. That's kind of the way it is, right? It's like if I wreck the car, all it happens is I get a bad finish. It goes back to the shop. The guy spent hours fixing it, and I get a new one next week.
And here's another deal that you can't do nowadays. And I understand a lot of these kids are underage, and they're still racing against elderly racers. They can't get their butt whooped for running over each other like that anymore. They can't be touched. Where I know as it was when you was racing, probably, and I know when I was racing, if I done that, you better be waiting when you get back to your trailer.
Oh, there were discussions. There were discussions. I had a few of my own where it was like, guy did me wrong, and I went to talk to him. You know, and it's usually a rookie. Usually it was always a rookie. You know, and I had the conversation went both ways, because when I was a rookie, I made a couple things I probably shouldn't have done, and veterans come up and basically, you know, kind of like you'd see, right? They'd kind of wrestle you around the neck and, hey, let me talk to you here for a second. It's like, this is why we don't do this. And, you know, and that's what used to happen. I mean, I did it to some of the rookies too. I was still a young guy, but some of them 18, 19 year olds would come in, and I was like 24, 25. And I'd come in and I'd be like, listen, buddy, you know, we don't like going and fixing the car every week because you keep running into it and denting the fender. You know, if we have to, we'll take care of it.
Yep.
So unless you want to be fixing your car next week, I highly suggest you don't continue on with this mentality. Let's put it that way. And usually we used a little more colorful language than what we can use on our podcast. But, yeah. Michael, what was the running order top 10 for the Demolition Derby at Daytona?
All right. Surviving was Nick Sanchez for the win. Corey Heim coming home second. Rajah Caruth finishing third. Brett Holmes fourth. Spencer Boyd fifth. Stephen Parsons sixth. Matt Crafton seventh. Timmy Hill eighth. Brian DeZot. Is that right? DeZot ninth.
I think so. Yep. Yep.
And Christian Eccles rounded out your top 10.
Rajah.
Did anything ever come out about what's the deal with Bubba?
No, I believe Bubba wasn't happy with what he saw on track. But at the end of the day, what I saw there was exactly what we just talked about. Young, inexperienced driver making a boneheaded decision on a super speedway track. And that's what caused that wreck. And unfortunately, it sent the 17 skyward. And I got word that that was not great, because that 17 truck apparently is headed for the junior graveyard.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, I don't think Raja meant to do it. I think his truck took off up the hill, but that's just the way it looked like on TV. I don't see Raja being that type of driver that just going to veer up.
No, I don't either. But you know what? At the end of the day, how many times have we talked about it? You're still in control of your front bumper. You know, unless you're out of control, and he was not out of control at that point, right? I mean, if you're out of control and that happens, well, you know what? You're out of control. There's nothing we can do about it. But at the end of the day, everybody has a brake pedal. All right. Gus Dean won the ARCA race at Daytona. Do we need to go into how this race was? They didn't learn anything from the truck series that ran an hour before.
Well, it was a little more calmer. But not much. It was about like the Xfinity series.
And we had some pretty major teammate beef. Tony Breidinger definitely did not hold back how she feels about Jess Dean, who won the race.
Yeah, I didn't expect that from her.
No.
Because I think the first thing I said, did she really just say what she said?
It's what you said, yep. Yeah, she was not a happy camper, boy. Now, congrats to Gus Dean. You won the race. Good job, everything like that. But again, ARCA Series, if you guys don't get it fixed down there, there's no way we can expect it to get fixed in trucks. And if Truck Series, you guys don't get it fixed down there, there's no way we're going to expect the Xfinity Series to have it fixed. And really, if the Xfinity Series doesn't get it fixed...
I don't think they care about Dark Series. It's just,
man. Yep. All right. Well, let's do a top 10 rundown. I do have to do one special shout out in the top 10, but I'll do that after you wrote the results.
All right. Gus Dean won the race. Thomas and his Anazati. Anazata. Oh, I can't pronounce that name. Sorry. Third was
okay.
Greg
hang
Manoff.
On a second about that wonderful gentleman that finished second. He was responsible for 3 cautions alone because of his bad pushes.
And
so,
Zata in that,
yeah. Congratulations, Zata. You did 3 bad pushes and you finished second, but you wrecked I don't know how many cars. Yes.
Greg Van Alst finishing third, last year's winner. I felt like he was probably the strongest car because he could go back and forth there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Fourth was Christian Rose. Fifth was Tim Richmond. Sixth was Jason Kitzmiller. Seventh was Jill Linster. Eighth was Alex Club. Ninth was Amber Balkin. And 10th was Annie Janikowski.
The special, pizza man. Special shout out to Amber Balkin's crew. Because in the first wreck of that race, her car got tore up real bad. Tore the whole freaking front end just about off of it on the left side and the right side. Went 2 laps down and somehow still managed to get a top 10 finish. That's how you win championships. So, good job to them.
I gotta say this about the Xfinity race. Oh, what's her name? I can't believe I went blank on her name, but
okay, you got Natalie Decker or Hayden.
Natalie Decker. I went blank for some reason.
All right.
I got to give her a heck of a job last night. She avoided all those wrecks.
Yeah.
Because she was around every single wreck. Even the ones in the far back was around her. And I listened to her spotter deal on NASCAR.com during that whole entire race. She's a very informative driver.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we didn't even think she was going to make the race. So
yeah,
we gotta
much
give kudos to do, but kudos to her on a fantastic race. Haley,
I'm a little disappointed. How in the world did she wind up in that wreck when she was way behind?
The first wreck, and you totaled the car. And I don't think she has anybody to blame but herself for that either.
Nobody but herself.
No. I mean, she totaled the car. And it was just like, oh, man. That's like, here we go again. But you and I have had discussions about it in the past and everything like that. At the end of the day, we have both said that if she does not show some true potential this year, I don't think so.
Ain't much time left.
No, I don't think she's got much time left.
And the way she's blowing money. My God. Well, she's,
I mean,
that
that car that she wrecked on last night, that's going to need a front clip. I mean, the freaking hood was bent right up. So, all right, guys, we'll give you a couple minutes here. If you have any comments, questions about the races at Daytona, now is your chance. Send them in. We will answer them. Give you our opinions, popular or unpopular.
Hey, also, folks, be sure to like and share this.
You know, any praise you want to send to William Byron, I mean, I'd much appreciate that. Any boos you want to send Logano's way, I'm okay with that, too.
It's a good way to get banned. Just kidding. I can take it.
So,
I think we've already got one I need to ban right now.
Aiden Young. Aiden come in with
it's good to hear from you, Aiden. Good to hear from you. Just not that type.
Well, I got to agree with Aiden on that one. You know, you ended up in a smoking heap. Sorry. your pole winning car is going to need a little work before it's going to be racing back at Talladega there, boy.
Yeah. We don't need that car anyway.
We don't need that car. All right. We don't have any questions, but guys, if you have any, send them in. We might try to answer them here towards the end of the show. But we got to move on to trivia time.
Yeah, we got a little something special for trivia. Unfortunately, it didn't play the video. I don't know why, but it is what it is. We'll
work
on
music.
It.
You got music at least this week.
All right. Well, you got 20 seconds. 20 seconds only to get this question right. All right. Who has the most wins at Atlanta Motor Speedway? Is it A, Kevin Harvick, B, Dale Earnhardt, that is senior, C, Carl Edwards, or D, Bobby Labonte, starting now. 20 seconds.
Insert Jeopardy theme here. Do, do,
do, do, do, do, yeah, that would have been... You got 7 seconds. C is wrong.
Oh, it incorrect.
Dale Earnhardt. All right.
All right.
On to the second question. In 1997 was the last race on the old configuration. Who won it?
That would be the old configuration. Not... Yep. The last one that they the just original. Blew up mid at the debacle. The original 1.5 mile oval. Just for clarification. All right.
Is it A, Bobby Labonte, B, Terry Labonte, C, Dale Jarrett, or D, Dale Earnhardt? And 20 seconds starts now.
All right. Well, insert Jeopardy music again. We need the trivia. You know, we got to figure out how we can get the trivia music to play while we're trying to wait for the 20 seconds or whatever.
Well, if it would have downloaded MP, C is correct. It's Dale Jarrett. If it had downloaded MP4, it would have done it, but it won't download it MP4.
Daniel just cheated because they were both C. You made both answer C? That's how you cheat on every test in the face of the planet is you just pick
C. Did I really do that? Well, it won't happen like that again.
Jeez, you made that way too easy. Daniel Anker, I'm only going to be able to give you half the points because Michael made it way too easy this time.
No, it wasn't because the last one wasn't C because he got it wrong. It was C was Carl Edwards on the last one.
Oh, that's right. Well, see, you tried to cheat. You only got half of them right. Still. All right. I did see a comment about this.
I know what he's talking about.
I don't know here.
Somebody forgot to get their picks in.
Well, sorry. Here we go. Michael.
All right. This week's winner in the Dirt. In NASCAR Fantasy League.
Wrong podcast.
Dirt Buster was your winner. Willie Whitaker, second.
Ooh, whoops, that was my outside voice.
Third was me. Fourth was Matt.
Thanks fifth to that was, damn wreck.
Fifth was Keith. Sixth was Jeremy Klein. Seventh was Daniel. And eighth, Jeremy Klein, was 0 points. Jeremy, if you're watching, make sure you get that lineup in.
Get that lineup in, yep.
Or Jerry Klein, sorry. But yeah, it was a very interesting NASCAR Fantasy Live as it was all because of that wreck. But I did make a late change in my lineup.
Yeah, I think I made a late change too. I will actually pull it up here. You can go over yours there, Michael. I got to just pull mine up here.
I'm just waiting for it to load. Okay. I went with Eric Jones, Corey LaJoie, Brad Keselowski, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, and I had to move Michael McDowell into the garage once I realized that he was going to be falling behind with some mechanical issues.
Yep.
On my picks, well, it don't show our picks, but it's all this week's.
Yep. Well, it was Logano versus. And I wonder if I can figure it out here. Oh,
Logano over Ty Gibbs.
Oh, there you go.
And then one was Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain.
Here we go. I got it here. So it was Ty Gibbs versus Logano. Stenhouse versus McDowell. Chastain versus Reddick. Barry versus Smith. That was it. I got it up here for me, so.
Well, I'm going to give you two lineups to try to look at for this week. If you're going for points, which you better be going for points this week if you're in the cellar, Daniel. Go with Joey Logano, Brad Kay, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Corey LaJoie, or Ty Gibbs. If you're where you can kind of do a throwaway but get some points at the same time, you want to go Corey LaJoie, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Eric Jones, Brad Kay, and William Byron. And on your picks, you better go William Byron over Denny. You better go Alex Bowman over Christopher Bell. Golly, I didn't see that coming. Joey Logano versus Brad Kay. I'm going to give the nod to Brad Kay.
He didn't like that one. Oops.
And give the nod to Bubba over Chase.
All right. So in my lineup, I did make a couple minor, I think it was very minor changes, but I had Keselowski, I had Buescher, I had Bubba, I had Cindric, and I had LaJoie. I inserted Cindric there as a late substitution for Ricky Stenhouse. Glad I did. That actually worked out not too bad for me. I actually also had substituted Michael McDowell into the garage. So unfortunately for me, Michael McDowell stayed in the garage because, well, that didn't work out.
That sucked for Michael McDowell too.
Yeah, he had a fast car. He really did. Matchups. Damn, did I get beat like hell on my matchups. Every single one I lost. I had Logano over Gibbs. Lost. I had McDowell over Stenhouse Jr. Lost. I had Reddick over Chastain. Lost. And I had Barry over Jane Smith. Lost. So I got no bonus points this week. And that... So, this week, well, I'll be honest, fellas, I think my lineup is going to probably end up being very, very, very similar to what I ran last week. I really, really do. Pretty sure I'm starting Brad Kay again. Yeah, whatever. pretty sure I'm going to start Buescher again, I think. Going to start Bubba. I'm going to start Corey. I'm thinking this week I may start Denny Hamlin. And I will keep Bowman in the garage, I think is the direction I'm going to go.
And if you don't want to go Bubba's route, you can go Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, you can go Reddick.
Both will run well.
Yeah. Matchups, this is easy peasy. Byron versus Hamlin. I think Hamlin's the better plate racer, but Byron has already won twice on the new configuration, so I think you got to go Byron on that one. Bowman versus Bell. I think I'm going to go Bell on that one. Logano versus Keselowski. I'm going Logano. And Bubba versus Chase, I'm going Bubba.
So you're going to go with Joey.
Joey's won there. That was his last win, if you know, your dusty but little you, mind can't remember.
But you do know that Brad should have won this race. But it was rain shortened.
Yeah, but he didn't, and you know, that one did. Just to,
that
you
is
know,
right, ain't it?
Rub a little more salt
just food. Before I went to Florida too.
Just gotta rub a little more, you know. I'm pretty sure 24 won the last.
Hold up, too. Hold up. We got a little smart aleck out there. How about Jeb Burton?
Yeah. What about Jeb? Well, you know, let's just say SVG ain't gonna be sending any. I don't think Jeb's gonna be sending SVG any Christmas cards anytime soon.
Mitt got in the way, so I ousted him.
That's my picks. I think I'm gonna run a very similar lineup this week. I really want to try to save some of my guys I'll be honest, come next week, it's going to be very interesting, my lineup, because I highly suspect that the lineup I give you guys on Tuesday is not the lineup it's going to be come Sunday.
No, I mean, that's just a start.
Yeah.
Mine'll be based off qualifying. I mean,
it's gonna qualifying's gonna have a qualifying's gonna have a.
You're not gonna start in the back and come to the front here like you would at Daytona.
Anyway, I will say, just so you guys are aware, when it comes to fantasy picks, here's NASCAR's good bet would be William Byron to put in your lineup. Can't really argue with that one too much, but. But you're putting him in your friggin' lineup, at least in the garage.
Yeah, on a throwaway.
Uh-huh. Brad K is in there as a good bet. I can't argue that point either. You know, I'm starting him. They're saying to avoid Bubba Wallace.
They're wrong.
I'm kind of like, I think Bubba is going to have a breakout there at some point. Avoid Larson. Well, I think that's almost and then the sleeper, totally agree, Corey LaJoie. That's what they're saying in their in the NASCAR fantasy preview there. So take it for what it's worth, guys. Michael, how, if we have viewers that are not on our fantasy, how can they join?
You can join at this link in the chat, as I'm going to post it here right now. My mouse will go there. Join that. It's posting now. If we can get 15 people, it's $100 cash and a trophy. As of right now, we're with 8 people. We still will have a reward for the winner. I will make sure somebody gets something for their time and, you know, doing it. I don't like doing anything for free. But yeah, join it. It's not too late. And by the way, the champion will be based off of playoff points, not overall points.
Right. So you win the playoffs, you win. That's basically what it's going to be. All right, Michael. Hot seat time. Who's taking the checkered flag in Atlanta this weekend?
Boy, I don't know.
I can't remember. All three running, or is it just Xfinity and Cup this weekend?
Let me look. I think it's all three.
Damn, freaking truck teams are going to be all having to use their backup trucks.
Schedule Xfinity, Atlanta trucks, Atlanta. Yep, all racing trucks and Xfinity on Saturday and then Cup on Sunday.
There you go. So it's a triple.
I went with Brad for the 500. But I got to go
Brad. That almost worked out for you.
It did. Brad and Joey. But I think Joey was the better car. I'm going to go Brad Keselowski again.
Damn you. Damn you. You did it to me. Well, I am a little torn on this because part of me says ride the momentum train of the 24. He's already won there twice on the new configuration. But I will say this, at Atlanta last year, the Fords were like quite a bit better than the Toyotas and the Chevys, hands down. So I think I'm going to go with a Ford. Pretty sure I'm down to two. I'm trying to think of which one I'm going to pick. You know, I'm going to pick it because I think he's got a bee in his bonnet. Ryan Blaney.
Don't do a man like that. You know you want that. Daniel's taking Harrison Burton. Yikes.
Yikes. Willie's going Chris Wake Buescher. Up.
It's not a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick.
That's but for Willie's pick. Sake, I really hope Joey Logano wins.
Well, we don't have to worry. It ain't going to be Eric Jones or John Hunter, so we got nothing to worry about there.
Certainly ain't going to be John Hunter.
No. So, all right, so we got our picks for Cup. Anybody in particular you're thinking might have a better chance in Xfinity or?
Austin Hill, back to back.
I can't even argue with you about that. I can't even argue with you about that. Like, to me, at this point, when it comes to Austin Hill, it's like, damn, you better show me something that's going to beat him. So, Willie says Jesse, love. Yeah, well, same operation. Wouldn't surprise me, but I think it's gonna be an RCR car. I really do.
Yeah, for sure.
Trucks. Before we get to picks, did they learn? Are they gonna? Have they learned their lesson? And are we gonna see a better race than Daytona?
Probably not.
I vote no.
But I'm gonna go for a. I'm gonna pick my winner. Right. I'm ready for the winner.
All right,
Rajah Caruth.
Damn it, damn you! You did it again.
Yeah.
God damn. You know. I think I know where I'm going to go with this. And the reason I'm going to go with this is because of how I saw him react after he got destroyed in the truck race. The kid's got something to prove. I think it's going to be a rookie. He's in a damn good truck. I'm going to go Lane Riggs.
Yeah, that'd have been Rhodes.
Yeah, Rhodes would be a good chance too there, I think, yeah. Yeah, see? Willie even agrees with me. Damn, that's not good. Willie, don't agree with me, because that usually means trouble.
Well, I guess we know who ain't going to win.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, guys, we're basically at time, so this is just your weekly reminder, and I know Michael's got his reminder afterwards, but I'll give you my weekly reminder. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you guys watching, tuning in, watching the show. Next week, hopefully we will have a bit of a better recap for Atlanta. Unfortunately, because the Xfinity and Cup races ran so late on Monday, we weren't able to get any clips for you guys. But hopefully we did a good job and explained kind of what our thoughts were and everything like that. And then, for the love of God, we're done with Super Speedways for a while. We finally get to head to Las Vegas and see what these guys really have and what is Ford and Toyota. Have they finally caught up and passed the bow tie? Or is the bow tie still going to reign supreme? We will find out.
Yeah, well, can't thank everybody enough for supporting this deal. Our numbers was up last week, so appreciate everybody. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe. Subscribe if you're over on the YouTube channel. Like and share on the Facebook side of things. We're doing our loyalty points. I keep them updated after every show. But again, we both are glad everybody's watching and enjoying this. We hope we're doing a good job. If you got any suggestions, be sure to let us know what you want to see. But that's all I got. And unlike Matt, I do like the super speedways.
What? I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said they could be better. Now,
I want to see what they do on short tracks.
The Daytona 500, kind of hard to argue with that wasn't a bad race for me, but hey, what
kind it of really stuff? Wasn't a bad race. It really wasn't.
No, but 24-24, baby. Woo, yeah.
Well, he's going to sing a different tune come November when that 22 car is doing donuts and spraying champagne as the 2024
champion. Well, he'll be doing donuts, all right, but I don't think it's going to be the donuts you're going to like.
We'll see.
All right, guys, have a good week. We will talk to you next week, 8 Central. Have a good one, guys.
Yep. See y'all next week, folks.
This was a Redding Racing Media production. Thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to like and subscribe our Facebook and YouTube channel under the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. We will be back next Tuesday night at 8 Central. See you then.